So Andrew is going to talk to us about the message validation and processing and provisioning system. So we all have a new acronym to learn, MVPS. Andrew.
Thank you. So good morning. My name is Andrew Keel. I am the project lead for the message validation, processing, and provisioning system. And today I'll be giving the MVPS update, including accomplishments over this last year, and then future enhancements we look to implement into MVPS, and then the target milestones for the coming year. So apologies if you all have heard of MVPS before, but what is MVPS? So MVPS is the software system that receives nationally notifiable disease data at CDC and provision processes and provisions that data to CDC programs using HL7 data standards and new technology. Some of the benefits of using MVPS are MVPS will assist CDC in reducing the number of systems processing NND data. In part, it'll do this by implementing new MMGs that traditionally have been sent using legacy message format, such as NETs. But in the future, MVPS will also look to process these data streams and consolidate legacy systems. Second, in conjunction with the new MMGs, MVPS is now provisioning new HL7 enriched data to CDC programs. And last, MVPS provides jurisdictions the opportunity and insight into the messages they have seen sent to CDC and provides real-time data quality issues using the MVPS dashboard. So MVPS's technology stack includes an integration engine for parsing the message, a business rules engine for doing validations, and a database management system for not only provisioning data to the programs, but also providing a security framework around that data. This graphic is a high-level visual of functional components of MVPS and how a reporting jurisdiction might interact with MVPS. It begins with reporting jurisdiction sending a message to MVPS, where in step one here, we have processing and validation done. The data is then sent to our provisioning database via an extract, transform, and load process, or ETL process, as designated in number two there. The jurisdiction then can view that data in the dashboard at number three here. The MVPS dashboard provides jurisdictions a view into all the messages they have sent to MVPS and the validation results during processing. Any validation or errors and warnings can be viewed in detail all the way down to the specific location in the message where the issue occurred. METS, the Message Evaluation and Testing Service, is a tool that can be used by reporting jurisdictions to test their system-generated messages against MVPS processing and validation. And METS delivers immediate and actionable feedback to reporting jurisdictions and allows an opportunity to increase the effectiveness of their MMG implementation lifecycle. Some of the major accomplishments that MVPS has had over the last year are, first, an improved user acceptance testing process. We actually had two user acceptance testing for Gen V2 and hepatitis, the first in the summer of 2016, the second in the fall. And we used that opportunity, that time in between, as an opportunity to evaluate and review the lessons learned from UAT1. And the result was a more improved UAT2 process, including more inclusive training, improved supporting materials, and a more comprehensive issue evaluation and results sent to the testers after the UAT. Second was our December 2016 system go-live, which occurred on December 2nd. This was no small achievement, and we appreciate everyone's efforts to make this happen. And third, in the spring of this year, we began work on the MVPS upgrade, or MVPSU. MVPSU includes technology and architecture changes in MVPS to support a more efficient MMG implementation process and reduce development time. With MVPSU, we are looking to enhance and improve MVPS in three primary areas. First, to accelerate MMG implementation, we took a hard look at MVPS and all of the most difficult aspects of MVPS that required to develop to an MMG. We found ways where we could make improvements. First, we would change some of the MVPS's underlying technology. This is really about using the right tool for the job instead of trying to make the wrong tool work to what we want it to do. simplifying our database structures, not only in processing but in provisioning. Our priority and design is in such a way that we should not make any database changes for any new MMG. The second area we are looking to improve is support for future services. Services and data access through services are becoming more and more common. MVPS needs to be in a position to easily consume or expose these services. To achieve this, MVPS needs to be architected using a modular structure where functionality can be used or replaced in pieces and not as a whole system. The third area we are looking to improve is our dashboard, both the technology stack to increase our development time, but then also in the usability and value in the information that we present in the dashboard. We are looking to bring more data to the dashboard, such as batch, reconciliation counts, and also case counts. This slide is a screenshot of the current MVPS dashboard. There's limited information here, including MVPS transactional counts, errors here. There's also the opportunity to drill down to the detailed view of the message to view the specific location within the message if there was an error warning that occurred. This is a screenshot of the METS tool, Message Evaluation and Testing Service, landing page. In the top left nav, there is a release notes section, which not only shows the current release notes, but then previous releases, and then also resources tab. By clicking the validate message button, you can upload or copy and paste a message into the validator. And this screenshot is a picture of the actual validation results for a message. In this particular case, you can see that an MMWR week of 54 threw an error and the highlighted location in the message. Best practices. So we've put together a couple of best practices that we recommend when using MVPS. First, check the dashboard frequently. The dashboard will give you the best insight into whether the messages you sent were received and processed correctly. And as mentioned before, we will be continually bringing updates and feature enhancements to the dashboard. Second, use METS to test your messages. Developing messages for a different system is a difficult process. Use METS as a tool to allow you to easily and immediately receive back feedback on the messages that you create against MVPS validation. And last but not least, follow the MMG and ensure that you're using the correct FinMS service action pairs for the MVPS environment you're sending to. Each MVPS environment has its own FinMS service action pair. Make sure you're sending the messages to the correct environment. This information will, of course, be given to you during the onboarding process. And last, remember to check the dashboard frequently. And to conclude, this is a high-level timeline of our major target milestones for the next year. In late July, August this year, we plan to migrate our Gen B2 and hepatitis processing over to the new MVPSU platform. In October, to launch the STD and congenital syphilis into production. In November, we're going to launch a new dashboard design with some of the functionality we described earlier. December, mumps and pertussis, as Leslie Ann mentioned, maybe that last holiday week in the year. And then further in 2018, we'll have additional MMGs come down that we'll be implementing, but also looking to implement our business rules engine as a service. That concludes my presentation. Thank you.